Good morning. Noisy traffic this morning. It's 8:06 a.m. on September the 6th, 2017. Not 8:06, 8:16. Thought that was off. I've had the run over to the employment, so took the kid to work, went to the grocery store, came home and took care of most of the groceries, the perishables. I didn't want to rummage about too much in the kitchen, people were still sleeping. And I came out for my walk, and I'll tell you, it's chilly. It's 50 degrees, sun is up, it's beautiful. Clear blue sky. It's marred a little bit by smoke. You can actually smell it. It's from the forest fires in the northwest. Not sure where exactly, but the other day, I think it was Sunday, it was just choking. There was so much smoke in the air. It's not that bad today. There was a pretty ruddy sunset. Sunrise this morning. I don't remember seeing a sunset last night. Yesterday was pretty badly broken up. Yesterday was, every time I sat down I had to get up again. The gas meter guy pretty much chopped up the early morning, and then I just about got back from the walk and got things filed away, and I had to take the kid to the first therapy of the day, and then later I had to take the kid to the second therapy of the day. Today I've got to take the other kid to therapy about 9:30. So in about an hour, a little more than an hour and a half. Appointment's at 10, so. Yeah, about an hour and a half from now, I'm going to take the other kid. My boots are quiet. I hadn't noticed. I got a tweet from, we are grateful, about how my boots aren't, you can't hear my boots when I'm not talking. It's just sort of quiet. I feel like I should stamp. Take off my feet or something. I can hear him fine. So yeah, a lot of little pieces of time get stripped away over the course of the day. still haven't updated the website. That's bad. I'm trying to think of. Oh yes, I was trying to think of what the post was this week. I've got a post coming up on Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. Marketing physics. It's coming out on Friday. I did check my calendar. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday. I probably did. And just because I can't remember, I'm going to mention it again. I've got to go. I'll have to do early morning Friday, head down, or late morning Friday. I've got a 2 o'clock presentation. I know I mentioned this because I talked about recording it. So I'll be going down tomorrow on Friday. Today's Wednesday. I really need to get a haircut. Or something. I've already done a grocery run today. The barber I go to doesn't open till 9. Need to finish getting those presentations put together. Busy traffic this morning. And I'll be making an eastern turn here pretty quick. There won't be any traffic. Well, very little till I get down the street here a bit. I keep making that sound because my back is telling me stories. Tales of great Ulysses, which apparently I am not, because pretty sure great Ulysses didn't have pain between his shoulder blades. At least, not unless there was a blade behind it. The sun is bright, which is good this morning. I'm wearing my sweatshirt today. because I was out in just a polo shirt and my fingers were freezing off. They're still cold, but they're not as bad. I've got a good amount of body heat built up. It feels sort of cozy. I don't know what the temperature is supposed to be today. Get ready. Say it with me. Blog post. Didn't get quite the same slap today as I normally do. The sweatshirt caught the brunt of it. So back to Natalia and Zoya. I'm having trouble focusing on that story these days. I know I need to get on it. I need to get working on it. Karen Conlon hasn't asked for it yet, but any day now. And I'm not in any condition, it's not in any shape to give to Karen Conlon yet. The problem is I'm not following my own advice. I'm not finishing the story and then seeing what I've got in order to figure out what needs to be fixed. And the reason for that is that It's not a story. I'm not engaged enough in it to finish it, I guess, is a problem. So I read, and I finished it quite a while ago. I don't remember if I talked about it. It was Red Sword, Michael Wallace's book. It's the first, well, he's going to have it be a series, I think probably a trilogy. And it's not going to be for everybody. It's not everybody's cuppa. It is fantasy. To begin with, and not everybody is a fantasy fan, but it's very good. It's got a unique system of magic, and if you've listened to me at all over the last year, you know I'm a sucker for good magic systems. And the magic systems are based on Latin, just because it's a foreign language. Sounds cool. And unfortunately, slightly anachronistic in this world, since there was no Rome, as far as we know. And blood. And the ability to remember slippery words. There are people who can remember the words, but don't have any power to back them up. And there are people who have power who can't remember the words. So each mage has his or her own little difficulty in dealing with magic and dealing with whether or not they're a wizard. And so the first book has to do with the Red Sword. The Red Sword is one of these cursed artifacts, or blessed artifacts, depending on your point of view. A magical artifact of one flavor or another. And The story is fascinating. I enjoyed it immensely. So, Red Sword, Michael Wallace. I know most people here don't read romance, but I've been reading a romance series, Penny Reed, the Beard series, for obvious reasons. I think it's the Winston brothers, which oddly enough started with a prequel book, 0.5 volume, which was about the sister, the only sister in a family of seven brothers. And I gotta hand it to Reed. I gotta hand it to her. She's got a very deft hand with characterization. So each of the brothers is a unique personality. Definitely a different character, each one of them. They're not the same one dressed up in a different color beard. So that's kind of cool. And speaking of characters, that's the Bob verse. If you haven't read the Bob verse, God, I can't remember who wrote it now. He's just come out with a new book in the last month or so. I think he's up to 4 now, maybe 5, I forget. But the Bob-verse, it's wonderful. It's about this guy Bob, who dies and his consciousness is uploaded. It's a little contrived to begin with, but after that it gets pretty interesting, because each clone is Bob. Each time they replicate they have the capability to print, 3D printing, and one of the things that they can replicate are the blocks that they upload themselves to, so they make backups of themselves. And Bob, of course, becomes 3 more Bobs. There's Bob Zeros and Bob Prime, I guess it's called. And then the first generation Bobs. And then each of the first generation Bobs begets a few second generation Bobs. And they all have unique personalities. They're all slightly Bob, but they're not exactly Bob. And one of the ongoing explorations in this story, beyond exploring the universe, because they're basically immortal, because as long as they've got power and as long as they've got materials, they can make more. They can make backups, and they keep regular backups. So even if their block gets destroyed, they can reanimate in the older block, in a backed-up version of themselves. They might not know how they died, but they did know, they know that they did die. And they've started again. So it's fascinating. It's a fascinating character study, and how you take the same basic character and then twist each iteration of them just ever so slightly to make a unique new character based on the old character, and how they approach problems the same, and how they approach problems differently, and how they react to situations the same, and how they react differently, and their different goals. There's one Bob who just wants to make stuff. There's one Bob that just wants to explore stuff. There's one Bob that is really pretty low-key, doesn't care what he does. So there's all these different Bobs. They're all Bob. And except that they all take on new names. They each take a new name. So while they start as Bob, they go to be whatever the next name is. And each Bob gets to decide his own name. Of course, when each Bob is created, he comes with all the memories of all the previous Bobs. So speaking of unique characterization, speaking of well done universe, Bobiverse. I can't remember what the guy's name is. I'll look it up in posters in the show notes, I think. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.